Greetings, James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we've got quite a show tonight. I've got some monologue and some other things to take care of. And before we start off, we're going to do some Q&A, and we got some great questions that our people on Telegram and other people have sent to us. One of the things, I just a heads up, I don't want to give a personal opinion on different people in the community, because I'm trying to stay out of all this division game that's going on, and it's pretty crazy. And you know, we've got to really learn to get our own inner information from within. Make your own personal contact with Creator, with Source, and talk to the ETs yourself. You know, if you talk to 10 different ETs, you'll get 10 different messages, you know. So it's rather who's right, who's wrong, you know, about the real history of Earth and everything. All I can do is tell you what I know from my own experience and memories, and go from there, because there's just so much craziness out there and fighting and people trying to climb up on the backs of others. So I'm not going to go there. I know in some of the questions, what do you think about this person or that person? And I kind of know too much to be talking about that, so I'm not going to. I believe in karma, and I believe that they will have an experience around whatever they're doing if they're not on track. So I'm just letting karma take its place, you know. But anyway, there's a lot to cover tonight. There's so much I wanted to talk about YouTube. We got demonetized, you know, due to the UFO footage getting like a bazillion hits. You know, saying we've given false information about vaccines, et cetera. And, you know, even though we removed all we took or made private, all of our previous shows, everything, we removed everything. All we showed on there was footage, you know, was UFO footage. And we still got demonetized and got two strikes against us. So to me, it's like, it makes one wonder why they're so threatened by spiritual and technologically advanced beings, you know. I think their motto is don't be evil. And, to me, you know, they're threatened by technologically and advanced race that is not evil. So you know, there's your polarity right there. That's why they're so. Check out Rumble and Truth Social. We're on both. We're on Rumble. We're on Truth Social. And Telegram, and that's where to find out, you know. And, you know, all these shenanigans they're doing are going to put them out of business. So, almost the – whoa, just had a thing happen here. Having a little technical problem. That was strange. I just lost my – feed for my question and answer. So this is really strange. Okay, we got it back. That was weird. We're having some major technical difficulties lately, and you know, whatever. We knew that was coming. So anyway, we're talking about, you know, we're going to talk about all the subjects that get you defunded off of Farcebook and ScrewTube, you know, and this is dedicated to Mr. Smuckerturd and the purple and green haired, you know, miscreants living in their basements called fact checkers, perpetuating the lies and death and injuries, pushing, you know, profit driven junk science. So anyway, yeah, Yeah, that's in judgment. So what? It's just saying it like it is. Now, some of the news. So we're going to cover all the things that we get banned for because they've banned us anyway. So, hey, why not? So according to Marco Polo USA, there's 459 crimes that have been documented on the Hunter Biden laptop implicating the entire Biden family. And it's been sent to the U.S. House and Senate. Gee, I wonder if anyone in the January 6th committee was mentioned, but probably won't be seeing anything done till the Dems lose control. You know, so that's obvious. The CCP is funding child trafficking along with the Biden administration, housing thousands of children crossing the border, cashing in on $15,000 per child. So they're creating these centers. They're getting $15,000 per child. Great investment. And it's a real moneymaker, you know. So, and many of these children are bussed off or flown in the middle of the night to locations unknown. You know, nothing suspicious here. So, you know, to me, do a deep dive into that one. You'll figure out what's going on. You know, also too, we're making these huge deals where we're selling our oil to China and our emergency backup oil to China, and that they're just still doing it. And we're like hurting here already. So a little more on China. You know, China's hypersonic missile program is being funded by U.S. taxpayers. That's a good one. So, you know, this gets so insane. San Francisco has spent over $1 million to build a toilet downtown to curb all the feces and urine in the streets due to massive homelessness, you know, indicative of a failed society. You know, before you get in line, it's still not finished. So, you know, this is insane. Totally insane. One toilet, that's not going to fix the problem. I'm sorry. You know, you got to get rid of the administration that created the problem, and that'll do it. So anyway, we're also spending billions of dollars on Ukraine with no oversight, with reports of from the front line saying, where's the relief? You know, where's all the armaments? Where's the funds? Where's the food? Where's all this? You know, it's not there. Where's it going? Guess what? You know, there's no oversight. This is a big slush fund. You know, it's the people that went over there ahead of time are the people that are cashing in on this one. So you can figure that one out. So anyway, the lamestream press is not covering the massive sex and child trafficking, you know, many of them rescued by the Russian forces, the Azov battalion, you know, which according to international law, you cannot be funded. They're Nazis, you know. And so we're funding the Nazi battalions and the weaponized biolabs found, you know, the torture, rape, and slaughter of pro-Russians are also being ignored. The referendum is where the people voted overwhelmingly in a democratic election to join Russia and get out from under this tyrannical regime they've been under has been ignored by the press. Not a peep, you know. And of course, in the name of democracy, you know, the people have spoken. And so there's obviously another agenda playing out. So it has nothing to do with democracy or freedom or anything else. There's a whole nother agenda being played out here, and I'll let you figure that one out. Here's a great one. The CDC just voted 15-0. Gee, I wonder if they're being paid. I wonder if they have kickbacks. We have to look into that to add the COVID jab to children's vaccination program, which means your kids won't be going to school unvaccinated. Children have almost a 0% of having anything more than mild flu-like symptoms, whereas the adverse effects are astronomical. According to the trials, 29.4% experienced heart conditions, myocarditis, some died. You know, a lot of dead ferrets after that program. So, you know, basically, so you've got a 0% of it really affecting your kids, and then you've got a 29% chance of them coming down with heart conditions and myocarditis and just dropping, you know, in the playground. So according to Natural News, experts estimate 20 million are dead due to the COVID vaccinations and over 2 billion injured. You know, we really need to think about this before, you know, you run your children down to the clot shot clinics and, you know, kids are already dropping in the playing field, soccer, you know, athletes, really healthy athletes are just dropping dead. And there's whole videos on that if you want to see it. People think it's cruel to show those videos. I think it needs to be shown because these are healthy, strong, virile, you know, athletes out there, and they're just dropping. you know, so I might want to tell you something. And so anyway, that's a little insane, you know, but here's another one. Dems are trying to pass a new bill that makes it a crime to interfere with their gender modification, I should say mutilation programs, throwing parents in jail for advising their children or interfering in any way, including, you know, the dangerous surgeries and hormone blockers. You know, these kids are so young, you know, that you shouldn't be doing things that have permanent effects on these kids. You know, everybody goes through these confusion times, you know, and then they figure it out later. This is insane. This is pure insanity. So, well, government has gone insane, but we'll go further than that. Here's another one. 18% of the cattle died immediately after the new mRNA injection. You know, I wonder if those given the injections have been injected themselves. You know, it's probably a real shocker. Farmers need to take a stand on this one. Thousands of cattle are mysteriously dying. Processing plants are shutting down due to fires, plane crashes, et cetera. Farmers are banned from using fertilizers if they can even get them. And they can't even afford to get the diesel. And experts are saying, we're going to have a food shortage. It's like, duh, what do you expect? You know, this is all created. This is manufactured. And so and here's a good segue to this. They're interviewing these kids. I think they're college kids, but they were saying farming needs to be stopped. It's the biggest contributor to climate change. And then they went off and had a burger with lettuce and tomato on it, you know? So, you know, that's the indoctrination program that's going on. It's pure insanity. All this, they're creating a division, you know, between the genders, between the races, between the cultures. And now they're attacking the farmers. They're doing everything they can to just destroy America. And we need to wake up and smell the coffee on that one. And another one, ballot stuffers are already being caught, you know, red-handed, stuffing ballot boxes with fraudulent votes, covering their license plates. Now they're trying to charge those documented with tampering with the election. Now, remember, there's a 75-foot rule, I believe. So just stay 75, you know, your phones have Zooms on them, so do your cameras. Stay 75 feet away and document it, you know, and what's going on. So now that we've covered almost every subject that gets you thrown off the airs and banned, we'll go to the question and answers. Hey, Myra. Yeah. Myra's going to be doing the question and answers. I think she forgot.
No, I was listening to the show.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Kathy's having some rough times. She had an experience with a wave. And She's fine though. And this is Myra joining us with the question and answers. And again, some of these things I might not be able to answer because I just don't want to get into a big conflict. You know, it's the energies are coming in so hot and strong right now. These people are going to be taking themselves out. So it's just karma will, it's all being accelerated and amplified. And we are going through we have a solar eclipse
on the
25th.
And we're already in the energies.
Yeah, and we're in the energies already, but there's a huge planetary alignment. I guess Venus is just kicking butt right now. So love's the ultimate power in the universe, and it's cranking in along with all the higher dimensional beings coming in to help. So hang on. It's going to be fun.
So okay. I want to thank everybody for submitting their questions. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. So the first one is Fox exposing Biden crime family any day now?
You know, I would say out of any of the legacy news, Fox is probably doing the best job. I think Newsmax or what are the other ones? A1 or something? Yeah. America One and those guys are doing a great job. They don't quite go all the way, you know, but I understand that because they are the gorilla in the room. They have the huge following and stuff like that. They're trying probably to stay alive, you know, and they're doing what they can. And it takes a lot of bravery to call these guys out because a lot of people have been Arkansas and disappeared and things like that for calling out what's going on. But yeah, there's a huge movement in all the press, even a lot of the, even some of the whatever MSNBC or CNN, these guys are starting. They can't sweep this stuff under the rug. I mean, every time they lift the rug up, there's such a giant pile there. They don't have a big enough rug to cover it, so they're having to cover some of it.
So are those who took the jab cut off from source? Can they still ascend?
You know, the jab thing, that what's concerning that is there are ways. There's a lot of information on the internet on how to mitigate, you know, the jab and get the a lot of the crap out of your system. I don't want to go too much into that, but there are ways of mitigating. The first jab, you can mitigate. You can kind of undo a lot of that. But if you keep going, it gets worse and worse and worse, and your chances are harder and harder and harder. And I have seen huge personality changes in people that have got the jab, and that there's a lack of joy and connectiveness there. And I've seen all kinds of, it's kind of sad because you see people, their life force has gone way down. You know, obviously they're not getting enough oxygen, you know, and getting enough blood through their systems and things like that. There's other reasons for it too, but.
And on our newsletters, we have a link.
Yeah.
To the online doctors.
Yeah, online doctors. We have a link to that so you can find out. And what I drink, well, you can't really see it here, but I drink this Langenberg oxygenated water, and I drink it like a fish if I can. And it's amazing. I can't really tell you what it does, but oxygen is the highest systemic antibiotic you can get. And it breaks down all kinds of viruses and bacterias and chemicals and things like that. It pops them on contact and they go back to a crystalline form. So if you can get that Langenberg water, look it up. Just go to Langenberg Research or langenbergwater.com and you can find it. It might be Langenberg Oxygen. We have a link on our website too.
Yes. For that,
and check it out. But you know, to me, this has basically kept me alive through all these challenges.
Okay. Hi, James. Are you going to write another book? I love your books.
I got to find it. I wrote a children's book a long time ago and I've got to find it. And it's piled away somewhere in an attic and with a lot of other older writings. I want to pull that out. I was thinking about writing a book about who's who in the universe and who they are, how they live and their agendas, because they all have different agendas. Some have positive agendas, some are just neutral, and some are pretty negative. So we need to have one about who's who, and it might talk about how I got the knowledge that I have and the experiences and the beings that I've met. So I think this winter I'm going to knock these out and finish them. And then I've written a screenplay I think would change the planet if somebody wanted to pick that up and do something with it. But I mean, it's totally empowering. It's going to tell the truth about who we are and where we came from, our origin, the origin of God, the bearded gods, and that the God beyond that. And it's going to cover everything. So,
do you know anything about the arcs? What they are here for? When we might see them?
Yeah, the arcs are, I guess, these ships that were left, and they're uncovering them. And from my understanding, and this is just from, I've talked to another being on the other side, higher dimensional being, and they said there's 8 of them and they're frequency specific and they're going to come out when it's time. And the technology and the information in these things are just mind blowing. It does go against the status quo and on everything, you know, so they are going to come out and, you know, all this stuff is waiting, all the free energy, the fuelless energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, med beds, all this stuff it's there. It's already here on the planet. Even replicators, we have that technology already. And we just have to, for this one group has to fall, and they're in free fall right now. And then when that's done, then all this is going to come out. It's going to flood out because there won't be anything to stop it.
Is it possible to do clearings for someone else without their participation, or can you clear entities from someone else and how?
You definitely can clear entities from someone else without their permission, only because the entities are already trespassing. And so they've already broken universal law, so it doesn't apply to them. You can't clear them out. What you can't do is go into people's personal stuff without their permission. You can't, you know, find out about their past lives. You can't find out about their childhood experiences, you know, any of that. You know, unless you're invited, you don't go there. And there are a lot of people that want to create followings and things like that. And they go around and they say, oh, you were this in the past life and you were this. And you know, if you're awake, you go, well, wait a second, I didn't give you permission, you know, to look into my soul and my other dimensions and who I am and everything else. So really we need to be respectful of that. But the thing about clearing unseen negative influences there, that's free, you know, go for it and clear them. You know, they can either accept it or not, but realize if somebody's got entities on them, you're going to have to keep clearing them until they learn how to clear them themselves. It's all about personal responsibility. Teach people how to clear themselves. And eventually if they don't do it, let them have the experience that they're denying, you know. So it's kind of rough, but sometimes that's what has to happen.
Do ETs have souls? Please expound on this with regard to our DNA.
Yeah, do ETs have souls? It's really interesting because I think everything has a soul. I think even a rock has a soul. You know, the plants have souls. And all the animal kingdom, you know, they have souls. They have overlighting divas that are like, we just did a clearing on a duck that's here that's having some real mental problems. And so we tuned into the overlighting diva, you know, of the ducks or birds, and same thing with dogs and cats. And you can tune into that. And I think dogs are Dio. I think Dio is the main diva for the dog kingdom. And if you do a prayer and you invoke Dio and do a prayer and ask them to intervene, I've seen miracles happen with dogs. And even this water, this oxygenated water, I've seen dogs that were going to be put down, drink this water and flip and change. And then you do a little prayer and the water too, it's amazing. But because they're very subjective and they don't have this anchored in belief system like we do. And so they respond much faster to the healing.
What is the meaning of sword made from light being pushed into earth?
You know, there is these two, I guess, supernovas or something collided and a huge beam came off of them and it came right at the earth. There's other energies coming from other systems, Sigma, I think, Cygnus and some other systems. And we're getting bombarded. It used to be like 50 hits a day, and now it's 500 to 1,000. It's insane. And I know there's a question, but I'll answer that now because we're moving into a highly energized place in space. The whole solar system is moving through it. And a lot of this energy begins on it's part of a natural evolution, and a lot of it begins at the central sun and comes through the other suns and then moves out. So it's going throughout the universe, but we are moving through a highly energized place. We're right in the middle of it. I'm not exactly sure when we start coming out. We might have already started. No, I don't. I think we'll be coming out of it pretty soon, but it's, you know, people call it photon belt. Everybody has a different name for it, but it is a highly energized place in space. What was the question again? I was trying to remember.
The other one?
No, the first one about the space. I don't know. I think I answered the question. I hope I did.
Yeah, it was, what's the meaning of the sword?
Into earth. Yeah, so there are like the Orion Counts of Light, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, the Sirians. I'm sure I'm missing. Who else am I missing? All of them are working very hard and sending energy. And I notice here about 5 in the morning when you look up here, there's the Pleiades and the Orion system. Everything's right above us. And I really feel the energy coming in from them. And we have incredible UFO activity. We're going to put that up pretty soon. I have my cameras freaking out and malfunctioning. I don't know what it's doing. So we have to get the footage off the camera because it's not going to the chip for some reason, but we're working on that. But we filmed a lot of ships here and there's the activities increased in Washington too, at East Eddy in Washington.
Merkaba ships. Could you please explain the Merkaba light body ship phenomenon?
Yeah, Merkaba ships. We're getting photographs here of beings appearing and huge bluish white light beings and other colors. And what happens is, okay, we have a body within a body. And so we have our physical body, we have our mental body, our emotional body, and our astral body. And then above that, we have our etheric body. And then you're getting into light bodies after that. And your etheric body is your blue body. And then on up. So you have your, and other people have, after your etheric body, you have what people call the Buddha light or Buddha body or Christ body. Then you have the I am and the God self and the cosmic. And everybody has different names. Different cultures have different names for these. But when you get up in the higher levels, you have either an energy body or a magnetized light body. And you live in an energy world or you live in a magnetized light world. And like the Andromedans, a lot of them have magnetized light bodies. The Andromedan Council of Light is one of the highest councils. And they live in a light universe where everything is magnetized light. So, you know, that's really, those are starting to appear. Some of us are appearing to ourselves, you know, it's our own light body, our multidimensional self coming to us, helping us. And there's other beings helping as well. So as you move up the vibration continuum, identity doesn't really matter anymore because we're all connected. You know, we all come to the same source.
So then the Merkaba.
And the Merkaba is just it's just one of those bodies, okay. You know, and it's usually spinning. You can do these meditations where you spin one clockwise, the other one counterclockwise. And there's all these meditations to do that. But what I found out is if you can focus on love and joy and raise your frequencies, you're going to end up in those bodies, in one of those bodies.
I had a profound experience with one flying over my home just after I had given some sincere thoughts to the ether. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not some natural phenomenon like a high altitude plasma body. And they took pictures. That was more of a comment.
Yeah.
This one says, I read and I believe the Gnostic script that mentions that the human blueprint was created by Michael. Is there any truth to this? What is his part in doing this? Is he a Andromedan? Thank you.
Yeah. Well, most of the archangels are mythologically known. And, you know, the archangels are Andromedans, actually. And they do have magnetized light bodies, and some are 8 to 10 feet tall. And they're part of that. I know J.J. Hertek and the Keys of Enoch say that the blueprint was actually created in the Orion system by the Orion Council of Light and those guys. And what's funny is I saw these beings and connected with these beings. And I drew a picture of one, and it's exactly the same. It looks identical to, John Luke's work, you know, that he was working with J.J. Hertek. And what's it called? The Merkaba. I think it's called the Merkaba video. If you type in John Luke and the Merkaba video, I get it. It's an amazing video. But some of the pictures that he has in the book and things, and I know J.J. Hertek very, very well. And our work kind of dovetails with each other. So I've experienced a lot of things that he's written about. And I didn't know that until I met him later, which was interesting.
All right. Would it be interesting in knowing of how ET races are evolving? What are types of issues? What types of issues are they working on in their continuing ascension?
Yeah, there's so much evolution going on so many levels. The best way I can explain it is we all exist within a unified field of consciousness and energy. And some are using a lot of that and some aren't. And some are self-serving and some aren't fully into service to others. There's some returning to clean up their karma over things that they did in the past here. And some people are trying to clarify things that got derailed. You know, a lot of teachings got derailed. You know, there's like the Anunnaki are returning and the benevolent ones are returning to clean up the mess the self-serving ones created here and clean up the pact they made. Like Marduk made a pact with the reptilians and we've been under that draconian law and those influences for 400,000 years. And we're finally coming out from under that and they're helping us with that. So there's a lot of work being done. One of the things, they're not going to do everything for us. We have to do our part. And they don't want to create a dependency or enable us or create a huge babysitting job. So we all have to rise to the occasion, raise our frequencies and do our part. And we're having a lot of problems with that because everybody's giving their power away to this channel and this person and that person. And you go within, if it feels right to you, it feels good, you know, hang out there. If there's something off, trust your feelings and put it on the shelf and wait for it to prove itself to you, because nobody's 100% down here except me. No, I'm just kidding. My bad humor again.
What's your take on the push to buy precious metals? Something seems amiss. What about the good people who cannot afford it? How is this the gold used for trading? All I see is it is creating or continuing the same program of separation, have and have nots, and pushing the fear. Thanks. Nisi from Australia.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I bought some silver a while back but I bought small denominations, you know, and just in case, you know, I have an old saying, you know, praise Allah, tie your camel. That's an old one, you know, cover your basis. You know, I have a lot of people depending on me to keep things open. But I think your best investment is in nature. I really do. It's like, get out there, get your gardens in, plant your fruit trees, get everything going, make a food bank out of your land. I don't care if you have just a backyard, you know, start doing it. And it's very easy. I know there's laws against it. Some people took their whole front yards and turned them into gardens. And then they got hit by the by the county or something, you know, which is ridiculous. I mean, you should be able to plant whatever you want in your front yard. I really think your best investment right now is in clean up your body, clean up your environment. Plant your trees, get your gardens going, make sure you've got pure water, you know, fresh water available. And that's the best investment, you know, become sovereign. That's the best investment you can do right now. And just don't make your own little personal garden, make a big garden. You know, you might have to help others, you know, feed others. So if we all invest in that, there's going to be no lack. There is, all the lack is manufactured anyway. And the people that are manufacturing the lack and the war and disease profiteers, all these guys are imploding right now and they aren't going to be around. So we're going to go through some really heavy times and then it's going to be really good, you know? So we have to get through the other part first.
Mm-hmm. And help the elderly that may have a home,
yeah,
but can't get out there and plant.
Exactly. So, yeah. Yeah. There. Just, yeah. Go to your neighbor, you know, and if they need some help, something, help them out.
See, hi, James and Posse. Can you please explain the term frequency barrier that I'm hearing bouncing about recently? Thanks, Steve from Melbourne, Australia.
Well, there's one barrier called the psychic barrier, and you don't get through it unless you've cleaned up your act, cleaned up your crap and everything. So if you still have a lot of wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, and you're still doing the victim role and are the persecutor role, or you're on that victim persecutor savior triangle or something, it's hard to get off that. And so, you know, the psychic barrier is beyond the astral level. And after you go through the psychic barrier, you go into the higher consciousness, the 5D or Christ consciousness or whatever they want to call it. And you're in the unified field then, you know, so there's no warring or battling, you know, when you're beyond that. That's one barrier. They've actually had a barrier around the earth and to keep certain things out. And the latest thing I've heard lately is that they have established a barrier to keep certain things in because they're cleaning everything up right now. And this is one of the earth has been in the outermost corner of the Milky Way. We're in the boondocks and they've cleaned up most of the other stuff. And now they're coming here to clean up the mess here. And so there's been a lot of cleanup on Mars and the moon and other places. And now they're on their way. They're doing a lot of cleanup here too, as well. So they have been isolating a lot of this stuff because they don't want to just take off and create another mess somewhere else.
Hi, James. Do you know which benevolent beings have contacted you? Will you have contact sometimes in the near future? Do you believe?
That goes into my next book, yeah. Basically. But It's kind of interesting. I don't even know where to start with that, because I've had a lot of contact, even as a child, with the Palladians. Did a lot of work with them. I've had a lot of connection with the Orion Council of Light. They actually picked me once and brought me before a council, and they had an agreement. Everybody agreed, and next thing you know, I was back, and I still don't know exactly what that was about. I've had a lot of feline beings coming to me. I work a lot with the lion beings. And the lion beings, there's fifth dimensional feline beings, or humanoid cat-like avatar beings. And then the next level up are upright panther beings. And they're sixth dimensional. And then you have the lion beings, which are seventh dimensional. And I've worked a lot with them. I've worked a lot with our buddy Jesus. He exists. Everybody goes, when's the second coming? He never left, actually. He's in another frequency just outside of ours, but he's just a thought away. You know, he's not returning in a physical body and going to save the world. We need to rise up to him. And that's what he said. You know, everything was about empowering us to make our own personal connection. That was his teachings, and we need to do that. He is real. He does exist. He's not. His teachings have been very twisted. Like Mary comes to me all the time. I work a lot with Mary, and she makes it very clear she's not Catholic. You know, she's a universal being, and she's here for the children. So there's a lot. The whole house of Mary is the grandmothers, the divine feminine, and then they have the Shekinah energies, which go on up into the feline beings, and then you've got like Iha and these lion beings that are feminine. So they're all working together right now to bring balance back to the earth. Babaji. I love Babaji. He comes in quite a bit. We've worked all the way up to the 13th dimension. So we've had beings come in like the Laka and the Jasai and these other beings. So we've had connections all the way up to that dimension. You know, so.
Is the solar flash noticeable, i.e. the earth goes dark, or we feel it in our physical bodies?
Well, the solar flash, we're having the whole series of flashes happening right now. We've had one after another, the solar flares, the coronal mass ejections. The sun is really getting activated. It's being activated by moving through this space. You know, it's a natural cycle. And it's building up, and to, you know, planets are actually birthed from suns, and they find a cradle orbit, and they start, and the centrifugal force, you know, causes the heavier elements to go out to the outside. And then they start gathering water and stardust and things and create a crust. So if you watch a planet forming, you know, they're round, they have cracks in them, there's light shooting out. And so all planets are hollow, and the moon is hollow too. The moon couldn't maintain orbit if it wasn't hollow, but all planets are hollow. And I should go more into that. I wouldn't even call the moon a planet. It was brought here, but that's another whole story. But I'm not sure exactly how that's, or when, because we can't get a date on a lot of these things, because it's more of an event. If this event happens, the next event's going to happen. And so we've been trying to nail some of these things down, and we're not really getting solid, because everything's in flux right now. It's kind of free flow, and it's hard to get times and dates on anything right now.
So will it be noticeable?
Yeah, it'll be noticeable. It's already noticeable. You know, watch your Schumann resonance. Keep an eye on the solar observatory, you know, and watch the Schumann resonance. What's the guy? He's the guy that covers all this stuff. Ben something with...
Ben Carson?
No, Ben with... he'll come to me. But he covers all the earth changes and the solar activity and all the technology that's been misused and everything. But so I think it's Solar Observatory or something.
We can put it in the newsletter.
Yeah, we'll put it in the newsletter.
So speaking of the moon, is the moon a hologram? And if it is, why does it still affect the emotions enhanced when a full moon?
Well, here's the thing about the moon. The moon was put there and it was put in this precise orbit exactly where it is. And again, if it wasn't hollow, it would have been thrown off into space. It is physical. It wouldn't affect you if it wasn't. And so the water, you know, our bodies are 90% water. Look what it does to the tides and the water on the planet. And the energies from the moon have a major effect on us. Look at lunacy, lunatics, you know, all that comes from, you know, full moon activity. You know, watch the full moon. People, all the accidents increase, the bacteria, even the viruses and bacteria, you have an increase in that. People getting sick, processing. So they do have, does have a definite effect. You know, with me, I can't sleep. Like 2 or 3 days before full moon, I can't sleep. I'm all just wired. So it definitely does have an effect.
James, it's been said our planet is on a ship heading to the photon belt. So how long before we are back in our rightful place, home?
Our rightful place. I mean, we are where we're supposed to be right now. Our rightful place. I'm not sure what that means, because we are moving. You know, the whole solar system is moving, and it's a cosmic or natural cycle that we're going through, and it'll be done when it's done, and we'll be on the other side, basically.
Okay. Hi, James. I hope to hear your thoughts on this question. Please, while mirror gazing, excuse me.
Oh.
I always see the same reptilian overlay on my own face. Not scared. What is the reason for this? Is it best to continue or not? Good thing or not a good thing? Thank you.
Well, you're probably, he would like to make you his pet, basically. And if you want to be his pet, go for it. But I would, you know, the thing about them, a lot of people have these relationships with them, and they're not really in their highest and best good. And they're really more serving the reptilian than they are them. And people go, oh, some reptilians are good and whatever. And, you know, I think it's best not to engage them, to work with the beings that are more like us, that are more the ascended masters, that have that love frequency and everything else. They're very powerful, and they run the first three chakras, which is survival, sex, and power. And just like our whole system is run on survival, sex, and power. Look at the music industry, Hollywood, everything. It's all set up on that to keep us in those lower chakras. But when you get into the heart, you can't be controlled anymore. And you go up the higher dimension, they can't control that. So, you know, I would advise to call in one of the other known masters and work with, you know, a lot of them, Jesus, Babaji, Kuan Yin, Mary. There's so many other beings that you can be working with that would probably be in your highest and best good.
Would you do that with mirror gazing or just do it?
Meditating? Do it meditating. You can do a mirror. Just do the prayer that we have on our website and call in the masters and see what happens in your mirror. And you might see a big change happen.
Hey, my friend had three unusual light figures appear on her fence. She sent me a picture. I posted it on the chat. We were wondering what they were. I thought angels. Could you please take a look at the pictures and tell us? Thank you. I can send them over on a DM.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to look at them because, you know, I have to apologize to people. There's a lot of people I haven't been able to get back to. And, you know, I have the Washington Ranch. I have the new East SETI project here in Hawaii. And between that and the radio shows and the other appearances and the newsletters and everything, I just don't have it. I can't do everything. You know, I haven't figured out how to clone myself yet, but I'd probably need about 6 clones to stay up with everything. But I do have some great help, and we're getting through it. But, you know, again, you know, people need to go and meditate on these things and see, you know, the answer's there. Just spend some time on it and meditate on it. But I'll see if I can find out. I'll make a comment on Telegram or something.
Well, you always say it's your first thought, your first feeling.
Yeah.
You saw that.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. Okay. What's the best way to start living more off prana? Any teachers / practices you suggest?
You know, that whole thing about prana and breatharians and things, I kind of want to warn people. There's a lot of people that would promoted that and said they were doing it and they'd find food and candy bars and everything else stashed away. It's not an easy practice. You really have to know what you're doing. You have to know how to shift the body. It's a very, very high state, and your ego can get you in trouble on that, thinking you're there and you're not there. And if you don't give the body what, especially clean water and everything, if you don't give the body what it needs, it starts taking from the body. And, you know, a good example is a lot of people, they do all just fasting and they, just do juice and things like that. And your body needs certain fats. And if it doesn't get them, it starts taking them from the brain. And so you're actually living off the fat in your brain. And when that's gone, you know, you're a vegetable. So, you know, it's, you know, you need to talk to some biophysicists about this, because certain body types need certain things, and you have to find balance in your life. And if you're getting really ungrounded and spaced out and having problems, you might want to eat some grounding foods, you know, find foods that are more grounding.
Many people I've talked to seem to also be shedding a lot of their hair in the last 3 months or so.
Yeah.
Any insights, please?
Yeah. It's like, it's a lot of people are losing a lot more hair. And I've noticed that. I think it's a combination of a lot of the heavy metals and the other things, toxins that are in our systems that are creating that. There's a lot of different reasons for losing your hair. It's a hormonal thing. You know, it's like your testosterone, estrogen balances off and things like that. But everybody's different. But I have noticed the phenomenon of people losing and having a lot of eye problems lately, having a lot of headaches, a lot of things. And a lot of it's the body trying to adjust to the new energies and getting spaced out and dizzy. And you know, I get those times where I'm walking sideways. I'm walking along and all of a sudden my equilibrium goes off and I'm going, what is going on? And I look up and the Schumann resonance is off the scale, or a big solar flare is hitting us. So, you know, the more sensitive you are, the more these things affect you. It's like if there's a big chromatogen ejection comes off the sun, well, the gamma rays are 7D consciousness. So the people that are really awake are beginning to go, whoa, what's going on? They're going to feel this energy coming in, and the muggles that just think they're a body and a personality aren't going to feel it until the proton stream hits 3 days later. And so it affects everybody differently, depending on your levels of sensitivity.
Many people I've talked to seem to also, that's the awesome. We already answered that. What is your greatest teacher and or lesson?
God, my greatest teacher or lesson. I can't top the near-death experience. That was it. I mean, when I went through the tunnel and I end up in that golden plane of bliss, and I felt the most loving, joyous, blissful, non-judging energy you can experience. And that was hard to top, you know, after that. That was, everything else was just interesting after that. So I think, you know, that was probably it. I think, working with Ezekiel when he pulled me out of my body and pulled me all the way back, and I looked at the earth and it was a pinhead, and he told me, this is who you are, and there's your problem. And he, you know, back on earth, and all my problems went away after that happened. I've had a bunch of white light experiences where I've just gone out of body into the higher dimensions, going out of body on the ships and seeing the multi-dimensional beings there, all the different beings. And It's hard to really, I think the near-death experience and the childhood one too, where Mary came to me when I was a kid and I was dying, and that those two would be the top, I think.
Hello, James. Can you talk about the asteroids that were supposed to come close to Earth? Please share your thoughts or current events, any predictions. Thank you and God bless you.
Well, you know, we have our own fleet up there that can take care of that. We have our own space fleet can take those out. We have other beings that have helped us in those processes. It's like batting practice for them. You know, they know it's coming in. They can knock it out or move it very easily. There's no reason for an asteroid to hit Earth unless it was guided or allowed. But there's some crazy people doing crazy stuff up there, dark fleet people, and they bring it. You know, Atlantis, the Lemurians, after their cities were melted down, they brought an asteroid in and hit Atlantis, and that was the end of Atlantis. They were a spacefaring group, the Lemurians. They weren't just, you know, wearing grass skirts and coconuts like a lot of people are trying to think. You know, they were spacefaring. They had their scientists. They were very educated. So, I don't see that. I mean, with our own space fleet there and everything else, I don't see that happening.
There's the one about Taxamara.
Oh, Taxamara, yeah.
Do you want me?
Oh, yeah. Somebody asked about Taxamara, that he's gone. He's not gone. He's still with me, but he just went into the sixth dimension. So he went from the fifth dimension into the sixth dimension, and he can still work with people. And so he's not gone. He's just... You know, his, like we're talking about evolution, he evolved to the, from the fifth to the sixth dimension. So looks like, yeah, that's it. Anyway, so that's the Q&A part for the show. I know I've got the, what's the conference coming up? I wanted to plug that.
The Galactic.
That's coming up in Florida. So I'll be Skyping in on that. I won't be there personally. But the Myra's bringing up that information for me. But that's going to be a really good conference. And, you know, it's kind of funny because to navigate around that, there's so much going on there and with different groups and different stories. And so the only thing I can do is tell my story and what I know. And if it conflicts with other people's stories, then that's okay. You know, I'm willing to say, hey, I was wrong or I misinterpreted that or anything else. I'm not trying to hold on to anything. And so, because you always have to be, keep the humility going and stay humble and don't, you know, don't be like your belief system. There's always a lie in belief, and realize that there's so much misinformation and so much alteration of history. And there's so much nonsense out there. And then a lot of people are not, they don't do clearings. They don't keep their fields clear, and other things jump in, and astral beings come in, and reptilians, and some have royal reptilians and serpent beings attached to them and don't even know it. And they think they're working with something else. There's a lot of that going on right now. It's all coming to a crescendo. It's coming to a head, and everybody has a percentage of truth. And that's just the way it is. They're hopefully doing the best they can and keeping themselves clear, you know, and keeping their energies clear so they can bring through the highest information. So the main thing is your come from. What is your come from? Are you doing this for love and acceptance and approval? Do you want to become famous? Are you doing it for the money? And you got to be really clear and brutally honest with ourselves. What is our come from? You know, what's our core come from? And we need to be in total service mode, because if we're not, things jump in and they start altering the information and that. And the more powerful you get, the more bigger your audience, the more you got to do clearings and keep your fields clear and keep yourself clear. Because they're going to jump in and try to derail everything. And the whole, like even the UFO community, that whole thing is just a mess right now. So if you really think about it, a very, very spiritually and technologically advanced being would probably not show up at one of these things, because they haven't risen to the occasion. You know, there's too much competition and too much, the other dynamics are going on. So
it's called the Galactic and Spiritual Informers Connection.
Yeah, the Galactic and Spiritual Informers Connection.
Yeah.
And they can just put that on Google or YouTube. And
yeah,
come up.
Yeah, it's happening now in Orlando. It's a 3-day event, so tomorrow. And I believe they do have streaming available.
Yeah. And I would imagine, since they're recording it, that they'll have it available later. They're not going to live stream it. They told me that, but they are, I'm sure they'll have the recordings later. And it's kind of interesting with all these time changes and trying to connect and It's been nuts. But again, I'm juggling so many different things right now. It's trying to stay up on top of it. You know, if I'm not sitting there with a shovel and a rake or in my hand, I've got a paintbrush in my hand or a chainsaw or something, you know, because there's so much work going on here. And then I've got all the other things. So again, we're trying to get back to everybody. We're doing the best we can. But again, I need a small army to keep everything done, you know. But it looks like we're hitting the end of the hour, or already hit the end of the hour. So we've got to sign off. Again, just keep an open mind, loving heart, stay out of all the drama. You know, you're going to have family drama, international drama, political drama. You know, it's all going on right now. And just take some time to sit in nature and be with yourself and make your own personal connection with Creator and these higher dimensional beings. And we'll get through all this. But you got to take that time and really take care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, on every level. And raise your frequencies, because these are higher dimensional beings and we are going into a higher frequency. So whatever you can do to help that would be great. And again, we're out of time. So keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, watch the skies, and most of all, watch your heart and stay in your heart. Don't get up into all these other dramas. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
You're such a pro.
I didn't forget, I was there listening to the show, and Rumble is delayed.
Yeah. All right, gotta go.
Yay.